Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Rules being introduced.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
By the financial regulator in April. The watchdog has already banned financial advisors from taking sales commissions from product providers. Now it's doing the same for those that sell financial products without advice. So companies like Hargreaves, which used to get paid by fund managers, are now going to have to charge their clients directly instead. So how much will we have to pay? Is the system fair? And how does it compare to those of rivals? Here to answer those and other questions is Andy Creek, the co-founder of investment website Rplan. Andy, welcome to The Money Show. This is going to be quite a change for many investors, isn't it?
It's brilliant, actually. And well done, Hargreaves, and well done everybody else who's going to come out now and say, this is how much you're going to pay for providing help to invest. And what's so key here is people can start looking at how much you pay and what you get for what you pay for. And people can start making a decision on, I need to invest in equities or ETFs. Do I want to pay for that? Or actually, I want some help to